There I stood, covered in poop, while my baby chilled on the changing mat for the first time in ages. She hadn't pooped in 3 days and was very vocal about the state of her stomach. I didn't even know babies could go that long without pooping, especially considering the poop-tastic display she had given us her first week at home. But the screaming let us know that she was uncomfortable, and only a baby sling would calm her down. I was on diaper duty before her nightly sling snooze when my daughter let rip with the most explosive display I'd seen since my college parties. There was poop everywhere. No one tells you about the complexities of a baby's bowel movements, or that there is a 100% chance you and everything nearby will end up splattered with your sweet angel's butt juice. Too graphic? Absolutely. That's exactly the way it should be. You've entered your first year of fatherhood, which is only the start of the explosive behavior you're in store for. Hearing my cry of shock and panic, Flora rushed in to see what the problem was. We had never laughed that hard. There was our sweet baby lying in her own excrement, completely content. This was a core memory I often thought about as we journeyed through parenthood. Going through pregnancy and birth is one thing, but being a father is something else altogether. You're responsible for keeping another human alive, and the weight of that responsibility is unreal. Nothing prepares you for how fatherhood will change how you see the world and your partner. If you thought pregnancy was a roller coaster, wait for the first year of fatherhood. The first year of your child's life is a transformative journey for your family. You will learn what sacrifice means and figure out the best way to compromise and meet everyone's needs. You will experience fear in a new way as you watch your baby explore the world around them, usually in the most hazardous way possible. But most of all, you will learn what it means to love, the kind of love that fills you up and has you thinking crazy thoughts, like having more babies. After doing the dad thing for a few years, I've had my fair share of discoveries that have made parenting easier and also helped me see just how vital dads are. Nothing can really prepare you for what's coming, but as cliche as it sounds, knowledge is power. Arming yourself with tips, tricks, and strategies can help you develop a solid base to work from and fall back on as you navigate this new chapter of life. This book is more than just a dry guide of what milestones you can expect in the first year. It's a manual distilled from years of experience, research, and mistakes. With 3 kids, I've covered a lot of the major, oh my God, moments of fatherhood. I believe that, with the right support, you can get through yours too. Did you know that becoming a dad actually changes your brain? Your brain increases connections, influencing affection, threat detection, and problem solving. But a dad's brain, unlike a mom's, has peak activity in the neocortex, which relates to pushing boundaries and social interaction. That means you offer your child something unique as you develop your relationship with them. What sets this book apart is the fact that it's created with your dad's brain in mind. It's a helpful resource as you assemble the pieces that make up your unique fathering experience. Each chapter also includes a woman's perspective, so you get some helpful inside info too. Plus, each time you see a number symbol, you know that you're getting one of the 100+ tips and tricks to give you the edge you need to be a super dad. This book will make you laugh, help you when you cry, trust me, it's coming, and provide a judgment-free perspective on common first dad experiences. The fact that I found bathing a slippery newborn practically impossible might not help you directly, but my solution, wearing gloves, could help you see that ingenuity, humor, and pure survival instinct are crucial components in your first year of fatherhood. There is no magic pill for fatherhood, but there are helpful resources, like this book, that can give you solid strategies, advice, and hacks to support you until you can figure out what works best for your family. Parenting is tough, but it doesn't have to be lonely. Each family may be working on their own puzzle, but we can all share tips and swap strategies. I know how daunting it feels to face fatherhood with all its unknowns. So let's get started, one piece at a time.